Still in package two of bays here. Bez Hashem, Monday, tomorrow we should have regular Bez Hashem. Tuesday I told you we're going to have an earlier shear. But Tuesday was going to give shear in North Shore. What time do we usually do it? Like 10-ish or something? Yeah, 10, 10:15. We'll probably have to go to the classroom. That's on Tuesday morning instead of having a shear at regular 11:30. Every once in a while on Tuesday we give early shear. So I give a shear in the in Great Neck. So I'll let you know tomorrow. It's probably somewhere like 10-ish, 10:10 to 15-ish, something like that. Okay. So we were learning the Inyan on Brachas and Davches about, and we were talking about Rav Sheshes Mahadir Ape. He would turn his back and he would, so the reading Kriyas HaTorah, and he's turning his back and he's learning. So we said maybe it's only Rav Sheshes Tarasov Nosov. He's, you know, so he doesn't have to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. Maybe what? He's a Saginor, he's blind, so maybe he's not Chayiv in Kriyas HaTorah. Or maybe he's allowed to do it because he's not articulating. Maybe he can only do it if there are 10 people who are listening to Kriyas HaTorah. So let's look at the Gemara now. Amar Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Nachem, Amar Rav Ami, Maidachsi Ve'ozei Hashem Yichlu, those that leave Hashem, page 1. Ve'ozei Hashem Yichlu, those that leave Hashem will be destroyed. Zameniach Sefer Torah V'yotze. If a person leaves the Sefer Torah, goes out, that's not a good thing. So the verse says, Rabbi Avohu Nofik ben Gavra Lagavra. Rabbi Avohu would leave between Gavra Lagavra, between the Elias. Noir Papa ben Psukim Psukim Mahu. What about between the Psukim? Teku. It says Teku. Then the Gemara says, Rav Sheshes Mahadir Ape Begoris. Rav Sheshes would turn his back and learn. Amar Anan Bididam V'inu Bididhu. That I'm doing my thing, they're doing their thing. So yeah. Well, he's just commenting about himself. He's saying, but he's saying, I mean, I'm doing my thing, they're doing their thing. But obviously, he's justifying it. He's not just saying, I'm doing my thing. No, he's saying, rightfully so, I'm doing my thing and they're doing their thing. He's not saying that I'm doing an Avera. You know, I'm really not. He's not necessarily telling people to follow him, but he's definitely not saying that he feels that he's doing something wrong, either. Yeah, Akiva? What? How did they leave between the psukim? Not too much time to leave. Yeah. Okay, so let me show you a fascinating pshat from the Mishkanos Yaakov. It's not the pshat of the poskim. Rav Shecht has quoted this Mishkanos Yaakov. It's an interesting... you see on page 9. The Mishkanos Yaakov wrote the Tshuvas Mishkanos Yaakov, but he also wrote this other sefer, Kehilas Yaakov, or Kehilas Yaakov, however you want to pronounce it. Shar Blot here. is on page 8 and the thing is on page 9. And this is a sefer written by Rav Yaakov of Karlin, who's the Mishkanos Yaakov. Mishkanos Yaakov was a Talmud of who? Rav Chaim Volozhiner, right. Who's a Talmud of who? The Gaon. That's why I think my friend Rabbi Joshua Hoffman's Zatzal pointed out that it's interesting that the Mishkanos Yaakov has a tshuva supporting putting on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, even though the Gaon held not that way. So it's interesting that even though he would think that he's a Talmud of Chaim Volozhiner, who's a Talmud of Gaon, but no. Mishkanos Yaakov apparently had his own, his own dais also. Just doesn't because you're a Talmud of somebody doesn't mean you have to follow everything they say if you become a Baal Hara on your own right. I'm talking about in Psak Halacha. I'm talking about in other areas, but in Psak Halacha, it doesn't have to be. I told you the word from the Morav Shemesh. Eliezer was Dolo Mashke, Mitoris Rabbo Lacherim. So the Morav Shemesh says that was a Chisara, not a Maila, because he was just a parrot. He didn't. That we saw in Chumash the other week. Right? Even though the Parshat Pshat was a Maila, it's Dolo Mashke. But he said, no, it was a Chisara. You have to be a Talmud, and you have to be a Talmud a long time. Until you're. Gear of the Hara, takes many years of learning before a person is Gear of the Hara. So let's look at the Kivot Yaakov. So he's going to basically, Akiva, going to answer your question. Says Kivot Yaakov, Rav Avoh Nafik Ben Gavah LeGavah Boy Rav Papa Ben Psukul Psukamai Rav Sheshem Hadar Ape Begoris. So he's going to say an unbelievable thing. Hanochem b'zem Hashem farsh b'sefer chemdas hayamim. I should really have found the sefer chemdas hayamim. But this is not. This goes Yaakov Tefresh Zayin. Okay. Okay. What?
This thing has vertical
yamim. Yes, I don't know. I'll give that to you to look up. The koy abe psuka lepsuka. So, Frak Akiva, what time is it between the psukim? So he says very well. Hayim b'shasha metagim omer hatagim. Because in those days they read a pasuk and then they stopped and they had the targum. You can go on the west side of the West Side Institutional Shul. There's a Teimani minyan there, and they have a targum there. Yeah.
They
cover it.
It's lying down on the.
I don't know what time you get home from shul with such a.
Wait, what's
the point of not. Let's just read the piece and then you'll answer the question, okay? Hey, Mishosha Matagim Amar Tagim, why the Gemara Mutalotzes? So that's the Gemara's question, Bei Psuka Lupsuka. Meaning, are you allowed to leave the shul between the psukim? What do you mean, how are you leave between the psukim? The answer is because they were metagim between the psukim, so there was a little time. Falze Omar, the Rav Sheshes Havagoris, Az. So he's saying, Nupshat, Rav Sheshes wasn't learning during Kriyas HaTorah, Chas V'Shalom. You know what he was learning? He was learning between the psukim during the targum. That's what he was learning. Which obviously is against all the Rishonim, because all the Rishonim that are giving all these questions and answers of how he was able to speak during Kriyas HaTorah, and they gave, he was a Sanginor, or he had 10 people anyway. He says a whole different pshat. He never did it one second during Kriyas HaTorah. he was learning during the Targum. So he says, "Oz the Omar Anam Bedidavini Du Bedum Ki A Targum Hu Bishvil Amei Oretz." He says, "The Targum is for people who don't know Pshat, the Amei Oretz, so they needed an explanation." Shein Mavim Hakosim Below Targum, but Anu Shemavinim. But he said, "But I don't need the Targum. I understand it without." Ain't on a tzrichim l'shmoa targum, l'chein mutter l'ilmod. Wow. So one second. Uve emes hatargum einu ma'akev, shorei ata ein matargumim klal. Avol b'shas kriyas ha'tayra, v'vadei ein heter klal l'ilmod, kisugya de sota. He says, all the Rishonim asking, the Gemara says, sota, once the Sefer Torah is open, asur l'saper, right, you can't talk. So what's going on over here? So we had all these different terutzim that he didn't talk; he was just thinking. But he says a simple terutz that he was. It's in the context of the previous line because the Gemara says bepsuka lepsuka. So the Mishkan of Yaakov had the same kasha as Akiva did. How are you going to leave bepsuka the sukkah? I mean, the second you put your foot up, it's already on you know the next pasuk. So he said, no, there was a targum in between. So you had a couple of minutes in between, and that was the question. And then right after that, the Gemara was showing a source that maybe it's mutter, because Rav Sheshes was learning between the psukim. But Chas v'Sholom to say that he was learning during the Kriya itself. Avashas Kriya Zator B'vadeh Ein Heta Klal Limbo Kisugya Desota V'Avsha Tarasum Noso. It was even Tarasum Naso, even though you're a person who's always learning, you don't waste a second, it doesn't matter. He says, so you don't need all these Terutzim that the Rishonim gave. You don't need. Machmas Kushuzu. Zed Dover Masok Ma'od. A very sweet Pshat. It's a Gevaldik Pshat. I mean, he admits he's against all the Rishonim. But, the real Gedolei Achronim weren't always concerned that they were against, like the Shagas Aryeh, Rishonim said it, so it wasn't a problem. He didn't. The Shagas Aryeh's tshuvas are to decide which Rishon he thinks is correct, or sometimes to give his own. In other words, it wasn't that. See, the way we learned in this generation is who are we to pick and choose Rishonim. So we learn the sugya, we are trying to understand each sheet of the Rishonim. But the Shagas Aryeh, his idea was, no, to learn the Gemara, to look at the Rishonim, and then to make a decision. Do you like these pshatim of the Rishonim? Which one do you like, and which one don't you like? Or do you want to come up with your own pshat? But that's if you're the Shagas Aryeh, you can do that. You know, if you're not the Shagas Aryeh, then I don't know if you can do such a thing like that. But it's a fantastic trap. It basically opens up the whole different sugya in a different way. But obviously it's against the Rishonim, therefore it's against the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch is based on the Rishonim. So the whole discussion of the Shulchan Aruch about Sheikh Shnai Mikra Bechatagram in the middle of laning and this and that becomes irrelevant according to him. Because he holds that a father tosses, there's no shita that it's, you know, there is. So this answers Akiva's question, because Pesukah the Pesukah means there was a lot of time in Pesukah the Pesukah because of the time. Okay, now I presented to you the Mishkan Sakav, and now I can hear what Rabbi Zablani.
Is it possible proof for his Rishita from what the Gemara says right afterwards, that Lola Mishnah Adam Pashutam and Sibur Shalem Yichar Lechat Argum, that afterwards, like, you still have to say
so how do you want to say? How do you want to explain it?
Meaning, he's saying that you can learn Torah in between during the Targum, and then the Gemara right after that says, but at the same time, a person still has to do. A person will still be hived to be able to say the Targum at some point.
You say, meaning, since you weren't able to do it during lightning, then okay, yeah, that's an interesting.
Right after.
Yeah, maybe not bad. you would have to tell it over to Mishkas Yaakov and see. Feel that what?
That this answer doesn't
apply to
what the
Gemara is saying. Which answer? So this, if this is the question, it would be so obvious that that would be permissible.
Right.
Unless you say that even during the liturgimon you have to have some level of respect. Take it with the go on the Maturgamon. So maybe it's still reason to question whether during the Maturgamon it's right to leave or not.
But even that, like, generally when there's my focus, I'm already whoever.
But they don't have it. No one spoke up in the Shir that day. The Rebbe asked, what's your opinion? And everyone, no one raised their hand. In that case, you're saying someone would have raised his hand.
It's not in the context of talking about Tirgamon.
Right. In other words, you don't like this.
Probably.
Yes, it works in very nicely with the Gemara. But, as he admits, he's against all the Rishonim. Because basically he's saying that Rav Sheshes Mahadir Ape, not in the middle of Leining, but in the middle of the Maturgamon. That was the, all the Rishonim said, no, he was learning in the middle of Leining. In the middle of Leining he was learning. How was he able to do it? Either Tarasso or Nosso, he's blind, all the different tributes that we gave last week. Yeah?
There was my question, how can he switch back and forth?
You mean to refocus? He's doing Rabbi Kivager, and then as soon as they start laying, he'll better look back in the Chumash. And then they're doing the Maturgamon, he'll go back into Rabbi Kivager. Okay? Yeah, you're right. It is very difficult.
He was
Rosh
Hashanah. What would he do? He would turn it back every single time?
After the Maturgamon was finished, then he would move back in the Chumash. Then the Maturgamon would go again, he would move back into Rabbi Kivager.
What's the concern here? Is it the concern that he's missing the lane, that he's not hearing it, or is the concern that it's not?
Well, one concern is that he's missing the lane. One concern is that maybe there's an issue to do anything during the lane.
If it's about missing it, going out the shuba or then parsha wouldn't help either. Because if you're leaving to go through something, there's not that much time between all of those, so it's between looking that if you leave and then come back, you're missing. So if the concern was missing, about like missing here and blaming, then I don't know.
No, the question is maybe stupid. But the lesson of the Gemara was, you're not allowed to leave in the middle, it's disrespectful. So the question is it disrespectful between Gavra and Gavra? Also. Yes, yeah, someone has their hand up. Yehuda?
Oh, yeah. What the...
Well, you could say, no, they said the people are listening to the Torah reading, the people are not listening to the Torah reading.
Right.
So you could, either way you could.
I'm saying the, right.
Okay, maybe you like that a little bit better the other way. Okay, but Lamaise is Nishta. Pashtus says we don't accept that this pshat, as nice as it is. I tell you, there's a word, the Rosh Hashiva from Kerbiavda, Rav Golda said over when I was in the yeshiva there, it was on Shabbos Chanukah in the tish after the meal. He said over Beis Halevi. He said Beis Halevi wanted to explain how come sometimes you read Rishonim and the terutzim they give are very bland. Yeah, Adifa may, you know, he could have answered that, but it all. And then you read the Achronim and they give, ah, such a geshmak of teretz. So what's the pshat? So he gave a. He said over the Beis Halevi, he gave a mashal. This is the mashal. He said, there's a blind man. This is Rav Goldberg from Karambiyavda, the Rosh Shiva, the Tzatzal, Talmud of Priskarov, the Chazanish. He says, there was a blind man in the room. And he was looking to figure out how to get out of the room, to get to the door and leave. So he's walking a few steps, and then he was feeling to see if this is a door. There's no one there to help him. So he felt, oh, he thinks he found it. Then he walks a couple of steps, and he bumps his nose, because it was a closet. So he figures like this. If the closet is so big, so probably the main door is much bigger, so he's keeping looking around, and then he finds another. And he's figuring it out, and he looks and looks. And the kid doesn't look, but he feels. And then he found another closet. So, keeping the room. Then all of a sudden, somebody comes in the room. Who could see? And he asks the guy, you know, what are you doing? What are you? He says, I'm trying to feel my way out to see where the exit is to this room. So the person who could see says, "Ah, come with me. I'll show you. It's this little narrow thing in the side here. That's the way to get out." So the blind man starts arguing with him. He says, "What are you talking about? If the closets are a big, so some of the main entrance exit must be much bigger. So what are you talking about?" So the person who could see, it says, "It's very nice you're arguing with me with Svaris, but I could see. So I know where the entrance and exit is. I'm telling you. Listen to me." Oh, so he says, so that's the mashal. He says, the Rishonim could see what the Emes was. So even though the Emes wasn't such a fancy thing, but they saw that this was the Emes. The Achronim didn't have the same vision as the Rishonim, as great as they were. So they had to come up with more svaris and more, and that was the war. So all these pshatim in the Rishonim seem to be maybe not as kshmak as what the Mishkanos Yaakov said. What?
Not as
musuk. He even says this is musuk. He even compliments himself, right? Right. The Mishkanos Yaakov gives himself a complimentary thing. Where he says, V'zeh dover masuk ma'od. Meaning that he's saying the pshat in the Gemara that Rav Sheshes was learning was not during lading, it was during Begavel Gavra, during the, so Akiva says, Begavel Gavra, when's the time to leave Begavel Gavra? So that he says, no, it's talking about the, during the Meturgeman. Because every pasuk there was a Meturgeman. So that there was a lot of time being made Psukah the Psukah rather. The world wants to know if you can leave shul, be psukah the psukah. Where's there time to leave, Akiva? So the Mishnah says, yeah, there was every pasuk that they stopped and they had the Meturgeman, so there's plenty of time. So the question is, what?
That's still not a good answer. How long are psukahs? They're not that long. If you get like an opus, like they're not that long.
It's still long enough. How long does it take to leave?
Doesn't mean it left between every pasuk.
Okay. Now there's a more Rav Shechter likes to say over from Rav Soloveitchik here on page 18 from the Sefer Nefesh HaRav. Also a Chiddush. So the look at the bottom line. Rav Sheshes, last line of the page, on page 18. Rav Sheshes v'hadar ape v'goris. Right? In other words, he would turn around. Amar anan, next page, 19. Amar anan b'didan, the nun b'didum. Hikshu shama hatosis, we call hagmar b'sota. Gur shama, the kem sh'niftach, sefer Torah, also l'pa saper, filu b'dvar halacha. Hay shama shakotu b'taris. Hatosis sota, kem sh'niftach, came to nift the kusul oteris. Seen the maimer the mahaber ape shiny. So Tosa says mahaber ape shiny. Tosa, yeah, you want to see it? Yeah, take a look. The Tosa is on page 2. Tosa. The verse says in Sotah Kev Shindiftach Sevetar Sama Pasaper. So Abba the Gemara says you're not allowed to talk. But see the Maimon the Mahabe Api Shaini. So he Tosis says maybe if you turn away, that's better. Because we said that we saw the other Rishonim said Mahabe Api, he just did it not to disturb people. But he's saying, Tosa is giving an answer that if you mahabir ape, so maybe that's different. In other words, you can't speak if you're facing the Sefer Torah. But if you're facing away, it's okay. So what's try? So he wants to say here, on the fourth line of page 19, in the middle. So Tzivu Meinu Hadam Hem Shaini Vayanir Lomar B'Biur HaKavarosom V'Tzeizi Nechovitz Kriyas HaTorah B'Yidin Shein Tztarif El HaTzibur HaShomer. But you have to be part of the Tzibur. You have to be Tzirif. To make a Kriyas HaTorah B'Yachim. So he wants to claim, I think he said this from Soloveitchik, that David Tztarif El HaTzibur Hashem to write Tzivir Lei L'Hachdei Ad B'Yidin Sheyu Pnei Hatzibur Podim El Sefer. Kol Shem Haber Ape Hare Enenu Mitzdarif El Hatzibur. In other words, he says Mahada Ape means because once he turned away, he's not Mitzdarif to the Tzibur. Kol Shem Haber Ape Hare Enenu Mitzdarif El Hatzibur. V'hach Din that the Kevin Shenifnach Sefer Torah Osu L'Saper Noeg Dafka Be'elu Me'anshe Hatzibur Yishayachim Mitzdarif El Hatzibur. Shall create a Torah. Avol Rav Sheshes the Mahaba Ape v'lo yamut starif mitzuraf the midah shomer may lo yanoeg bo hachdin those of the sapper may move on shabir kol mashia goris laatzlo b'shas create a Torah. And the meila u'ben anochel lahachmir hachdan dey b'toisus l'dafik tomi b'shas create a Torah is part of klapi yasefer b'shas create a Torah. So he has a chiddush here that most people don't follow.
She does, but she follows.
Yeah, he does, but. like in Breuers, the seats are, in other words, if you have a shul, so Rosh Hashanah holds, everyone should be facing the Sefer Torah. So if you're in a shul, that the beam is be'emtza, then the pews right there, that you're sitting in your seats, so you're facing away. So he has this chiddush, based on this whole thing with the Rav here, that if you're not facing the Sefer Torah, you're not mitzur, if you're not mitzur, if you're not, you don't say the lady. This is a chiddush. Because he quotes here, he admits that the Prima Gadim says that people always used to face away. But it's not a problem, because the Sefer Torah, it's not a disrespect for the Sefer Torah, because the Sefer Torah is on the beam, and the beam is a different rishus. So he's saying from Rosh Hashanah, he's making a halacha out of it. In other words, because you have to realize that Rosh Hashanah, you could never give a teretz that was just balabatish. In other words, the teretz that even had the ape not to disturb the people, that's too technical. That's too balabatish. That's not halachic. But if you're saying, oh, the word is that if you're facing away, you're not mitzuruf, and if you're not mitzuruf, then you're not bound by this halacha of not to speak during the laning. It's a funny type of thing, because usually once you're in the room, of course you're mitzuruf. Like this idea that you can face away and you're not mitzuruf for the minyan of Kriyas HaTorah is a little bit difficult. I mean, there are a lot of halachas in Siman Nun Hey in Shulchan Aruch of what if, you know, you're in one room, you're in the other room, but the Pasha says, no one says there that you just turn your back, then say you have a minyan of people, there are 10 people in the room, and one guy for some reason is turning his back. So we can't count him towards, no, he's here in the room. You know, so it's a big chiddush to say that he's not mitzuruf, just because you're turning away. It might be a nice thing to be able to hear the Kriyas HaTorah better when but the Rav Shachter here from Rav Salvation says that's a halacha, that you're not mitzuref. Because mitzuref usually is if you're a different reshus, like you're in a balcony question, whether you're a balcony or you're mitzuref or not. But if you're mamish in the room on the same floor, just because you're looking away, to say you're not mitzuref, that's a very big chiddush. Because that's how he says Rav Salvation wanted to interpret the Tosas and Sota, the Mahadar Ape Shining. Could say Mahadar Ape Shining, because if you're facing away, then that's not considered a you sort of assume, but to say then to add the skiddish, to say therefore if during Kriyas HaTorah you're not facing the Kriyas HaTorah, then you're not part of the 10 for the tzibur, or if you hold Kriyas HaTorah as a Chovas HaYochid, that you wouldn't be part of it, or you wouldn't be Yotze. I don't know, it's a big chiddush, yeah. Like a regular shul, where they have the beam of Epsa, and then there are rows in the front, there are rows in the back. And everyone's sitting down. Maybe he started not facing it, then he just tilted away. Right, from the other people. Right. Right. In other words, he started off not facing the Sefer Torah.
And that's fine.
And that's fine, because it's a different reshus.
Right.
And then he was just had the ape to make face away from the people to make himself,
right.
But not as a...
Right.
It's just, for me, it's a little bit chudishtuk to say that you're not... You know, I was always a problem with Rav Moshe's thing. Rav Moshe had a tshuva where he says that if you come to a zimun and you want to leave early, So just have in mind that you're not mitzurif. Right? It's a famous truth. You want to leave the wedding early, you have in mind you're not mitzurif. So I was always bothered by that. Because l'maisa, you're there. Like, I can't say I have in mind that I'm not here. I'm here. So, like, I'm eating the meal with everyone. I'm talking, you know. Like, so what do you mean you have in mind that you're not mitzurif, you know? So he wants to bring a radic and call fish, but it's also that idea bothers me a little bit, you know, being not mitzurif. I told you, I like better the idea of Rabbi Yonatan Stein, that it's the Chogat Hasid were terrible. So as long as you get 10 people left, so the next question is how do you get out of the demon? So then that's where the body deals with Chogat. We had the last week that the Malcolm Sarah, then you can go to the theater that he left out of the session before.
Even if we're going to take away, even if we took away this dish of being conservative or not, don't we have a lot of better ability that shouldn't be conservative back to Torah in the sentence, but they do Hakko and then the one doing Hakkoro, they stand on the side, so then they're not having their back in the same Torah.
Right.
So that it's important to have to ask on the question.
No, because, except for the Prima Gunner, the simple shot is that the bima is raised up, so it's a different rishus, so you don't have to worry about that. I remember once I was in Tzfas for Shabbos. I was in the I think the Beis Yosef Shul. He wasn't there that Shabbos. I was in the Beis Yosef Shul, and remember they'd leave from, like, you couldn't even see the Makore because I was in the middle of Shul. There was this staircase, you've been there, instead he's laying from, like, so that lavish, you know, he's like 20 feet above you, he's laying the staircase. So, I don't know, it's you know, okay, it's an interesting shot, it's an interesting shot, it's, yeah.
Well, nice, isn't it, it's like a,
Kavra
seems the whole thing that it's, and it's okay not to be that instead of the zebra. And then one of the examples that he has is Rashashis. It's like a chumrah upon a chumrah, you know?
So
one of the examples that the Haber had is Rashashis.
Say again?
Let's see inside. What page? Page 5 and 6.
The Yesh only if she Yesh Asar Tzaisi, then for sure. In other words, give a shul the ten people listening, so you're above the 10, you're okay. Right, so you have a lot of different sheetahs here that it's okay. Now you have like 5 different sheetahs, but according to a lot of them, it's okay.
Right. And then finally, he brings it to page 7, he brings the Rishayshin.
I mean, all of them are different sheikhs we showed them. All these yeshomim are another sheikha. How do you explain their sheikhs? Yeah, all these things, yeshomim, is just another answer of rishonim. So he's saying that the...
This is saying is going on one of the eight materials.
It's an interesting shot. It's like, again, this is typical of Soloveitchik. With Soloveitchik, everything was a conceptual construct.
It's not just
you know, he did it, you know, to serve. Now, page 16 in the Or Yitzchak, he has a conclusion in the body that even though after Pasek and Makabi, the Yoga Lobo is the Zon Kriyas and Torah, he gave all that was spoken to the Lobo, the Kriyas and the whole stone, or the Hakkar, the Kriyas will be going to the Torah. Lobo is the Zon Kriyas and the Torah. Okay, but that's, for Maisa, if you start relying on these coolers, it's a Torah will just become
what
Torah? In the Sikkum. Ramabadi in his first Chela, page 16. Yes, every Shulman he wrote a summary. But he told me he came out of the second Chela. He didn't put anything all out. Because people were just reading Sikkum and then they were attacked. So he said, at least they should read Shulman. For a second Chela, if you want to attack, you have to read all Shulman.
What does Rebbe recommend on the Shabbos
side? Oh, I like to do it. I think it's comfortable just to look at face. You know, it's always, the mic dives out into the basement. So I have a mic to face for a second term. I wouldn't tell somebody in the shul, have the whole shul full of people, to go into the shul that pews in front. Probably, Israel, I think, they have pews, and they're facing the arm, and they're sitting down, and they're heading to the Torah, even though they're back into the Torah. Like a chef himself, right? And you get the poskim for a make a little bit. There wasn't a discussion about it. The only time you say Maham Dakhe, I'll tell you. Story, story. Is that if the focus a poskim that if a woman's not dressed properly or something that might be erva is showing, when you want to think of a Torah or a bench or whatever, so the Makaba poskim, you can turn your eyes. And other poskim say, you have to
turn
your eyes. Right. I remember that year, 1991, when Rav Yosef came for the week, came for the whole week. At the end of the week, on Friday, Rabbi Harari told me about it. We went and we spoke and learned for a long time. I wrote it up in the Mashner. So I remember one of the things he gave each machine, a day, a night. So one day I come into the open studio, speaking, and it's very funny. And then he's like, just there was a woman there, but I think it was a woman maybe. So when he was giving the shiur, he was, a padre ape.
The
eyes were open, that's right.
He was a camera person,
he
was
on
his eyes, so.
Yeah. Again, in that regard, I think, some shots, both the office of the solution wants something. Colour was not properly dressed, he would face the side except the wrong.
But if you're supposed to wear a makeup, why is the chef that has
because Rav Sol, if you heard it from Rav Sol, the general rule is if you heard it from Rav Sol Vaitrig was very, when he said something, you were like, I just spoke recently at Rabbi Moshe Shapiro made a Shabbat bracha to somebody. So I spoke. I said something over from Rav Sol Vaitrig. So the day after he said to me, you usually don't quote Rav Sol Vaitrig. How come you quote Rav Sol Vaitrig? So I said, but this I heard directly. That's why. When you hear something directly, it makes much more of a ration than the unity of them.
But that's then and why the religion goes so far from all the other folks in the
Bahá'í. Because the religion was his mind worked with everything that had to be a halakhic category. And even like, He could, that's not necessarily, you know, that wasn't everyone's, you know, they say the Bible said from Chazanish. He felt, no, the most simple terrace is usually the most devastating. And that's what Rav Goldberg was saying from the Beis HaLevi, that the Rishonim, they were able to see, you know, even if it's a doichek, but they saw it, that's the emes, they could see it. And the Achronim, they had to give more flowery, more smartnik of things, because, okay, whatever, what can I, okay, in the Shalom HaKadosh, so he says, on page 11, Oz Gimel. A few last came and served well, but he did a thorough, but the Beis Yosef called me, who had said to Elis, the person of Farshim, how come she has to be a thorough? The Beis Yosef said, all that Torah that you can learn during Kriya Satorah don't apply to Parshas Zohar, because that's the Torah Basara, so it's a Parshas Para. And he says, Kolomar, the first word of the line is Para, the word Para. Kolomar, the Sham Tzichim Kol HaTziva L'Shmoa. In other words, everyone has to listen. In other words, you say the rest of the year, as long as you have 10 people listening, then you can but he says that the Torah is not for everyone has to listen, and then the Shulchan quotes that from the Beis Yosef, right? But then it's really there. I feel the Shach Parshish in Rabbanim. Because all the Dal Parshish. Now, Shulchan and the Kodesh are definitely only in Rabbanim. But he thinks that since they put it in the same series, so that meant that they're making a Chodesh HaYachid on all the Dal Parshish. Just like Zohar we view as a Chodesh HaYachid, that everyone has to listen. And you know, the women, they get very, that became very popular now, to have in the afternoon for women. Rabbi Bari doesn't like that at all. To take out the song for the women. Yeah, he's not happy with that. He doesn't have, he's not from the fans of that. Yeah, he thinks that but let's just talk about from the perspective of making sure to hear. So there's the rest of the Kriyas Torah, say a person had to leave between the aliyahs, right? And he had to use the bathroom. He comes back, it's ready in the middle of the next aliyah. So he missed a couple of psukim. So the minhag is not to now go to a different shul and say, it's not the minhag. But if somebody would do it a Shabbat Zohar and miss, so then people would taka try. The leader of field of sharp parshas named Rabbanim, Yamke Hachar, he may give you parshas of Kol HaShadah, Shem Yim Tzad Heta. He says, all of the parshas of the rest of the year, Yam Tzad Heta, that if you didn't hear, it's okay. But La'elu, meaning the Dal parshas, ain't Tzad Heta. The moment parshas of Hachar Kol, Abba parshas, Bechad, the Mach, the Machinu. You always view the Dal parshas in one, Kol Tikun, the Rabbanim, Kei, the Raisa Tikun. So even though they're not all the Raisa, but the other ones are patterned after the ones that are direct. Then he writes on page 12, we say the field call Shana had Kaharesha Harisha Bishas Kriyas HaTorah. We say what Rabbi Bari said, and the Shalot said before Rabbi Bari. He's saying that, you know, the best thing is just keep quiet and just listen to Kriyas HaTorah and don't rely on these Hatterim. But nice that there are some Hatterim, so... But that's the Shalom. So the Shalom Kaddish says that Kriyas HaTorah is called a Tzibur, and you don't have to... you don't necessarily have to hear the whole thing, if there's 10 people here. But he views that the Dal Parshas is called the Sayachas. So then you should make sure to hear the whole thing itself, the whole Dal Parshas. Two of them, the Raisa, and two of them, the Rabbanim. But even the Rabbanim are, it's considered like one unit. Like, so therefore they have at least the same idea. Then one last thing in the Sefer Yitzhak Megillah here on page 21. He had quotes from the Rambam in the Perish Mishnayos. We discussed the box sheet that cotton can be a Balkore, right? So he says, he quotes from Rambam, B'Shem Echad Ben HaGaonim, the cotton in a Kore B'Torah Rak Lachar Shlishi. The cotton can be a Balkore after Shlishi. Hein Hevi and Bartanura. After Shlishi. So what's the pshat? So he writes here in those tests, we are tshat nira, so we have a Torah having a mitzvah shmoa, even the way he explained it before, that we are Torah is not a mitzvah kriya, it's a mitzvah shmiya, so it can't read, you're still hearing, right? Right? We come back here, after all the kind of mitzvah kriya, so all the mitzvah shmoa, all of our kriya, the Torah, the Havi, Rak, Heksha, the Alma. Maybe you still need a barchiyum. In other words, even if you, so a cotton can read from the beginning. But but does he explain why after Shlishi is different? So he explains that. Oh, yeah, he says here on page 22, Osira, I didn't bracket it.
He had later a guy in Lavar, the sheet is a golden or a kefir, who come up and give a curb and show the beauty to Yasim. God knows Shachar of the Cotton Mirror, the Sphere of the Fierce, Hakonis Ezra, every time Talmud Torah, he will be Rami, I'll call Yokin Yokin. Then he will be Grosser Shal Kore, and Cotton Mirror, Shal Heri, Kore Brach Yuba. So Shachar of the Cotton Mirror, because Shachar of the Cotton Mirror, Shachar of the Cotton Mirror, the first three are it's a Din of Talmud Torah, the first three. During the series of Kirsa Takaras Ezra, having become Talmud Torah, he says that's a chiyuv on everyone. Yeah. He says that's a chiyuv on everyone. So you need a. So the other ones are, because this day is special, it's Shabbos, it's Yom Tov. So then, Echoles Chiyos and Chiyuv the Yochid, or Chiyuv the Tzim. So he wants to make a chiddush that maybe Shabbat the Rambam, in the Perish Mishnayos, that the first. We were discussing with Kriyas Tos Chovas Hayochid over some Tzibo. Maybe the first three Aliyas is a Chovas Hayochid, and the rest is a Chovas Hatzibo. Because why are you having more than three Aliyas? You're having more than three Aliyas because it's a special day. It's not just Talmud Torah. It's Yontif. It's Shabbos. So you're having a special day. So then they made a Chovas Hatzibo. So Mela, then the cotton can read. So that's a. An interesting shita. El chiyuv is a tzibah. The chayav is a tzibah likro. Hashem is the chayav chlam. Hey, the tzvichim not saying that we came from him got caught. But the Bach doesn't make this chiluk. The Bach was saying that the whole kriyas haTorah is to be on that part. But there is another shita that's mechalik between the first three aliyahs and the rest, which is an interesting shita.
First three aliyahs are
Hayochid and the rest are chomus and tzibah. Because the first three aliyahs is. It's Takanas Ezra that you should that he wants to say that you should go 3 days, so that's without Torah, so that's it would make sense, because if something not going 3 days without Torah, well, what good is it that you learn Torah? I have to learn Torah too. We all have to learn Torah. So he says Chilus and Sefer means it's along the Sefer game, so it makes a lot of sense. You see Rabbi Hess. It makes a lot of sense. If it's about learning Torah, then so it should be a Chovas HaTzibah. It means everyone has to be able to learn the Torah. So then it's a Chovas HaYochid. So then you shouldn't have a cotton in the night. But the rest of it is because of the Mindless Hayom. today is a special day. Not only it's Talmud Torah, but if it's a special day, it's Shabbos, it's Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, whatever it is. So then we want to do it in a special way, and therefore it has to be done. So then they made a special focus on Tzibur, and then that could be done with the Kav. Even if, so that's the, in other words, that's the lumpness behind the sheet of the Rambam and the Perish Mishnayis.
So from that perspective, the first three
Aliyahs, so the first three, that's what he's saying. The first three Aliyahs is Tzachovas HaYachid, and therefore when Balkor is reading it, he's Shomer Ka'ona, and therefore he has to be a Godel, etc. And the last Aliyahs could be a Chovas HaTzibur, then it's not Shomer Ka'ona, and then it's a Midian, and then even a Kotzer. But according to the Bach that we saw the other week, he doesn't make that distinction. I should see the Rambam, but he, you can look it up in the Perish Mishnayis on the Gilad. Okay, I was like, okay, so next week, Bezushev, we'll start another packet.